I got some good news yesterday afternoon, Loggy. You know, because you commented on the Facebook page. For a couple of months now, I've been working behind the scenes to become a wedding celebrant to legally marry people. And yesterday it all went through. So as of today.
Congratulations.
I know, I can stand up there and marry people. So
yeah. Give us a spiel.
Kind of cool.
Give me a spiel.
Oh, okay.
Or would this do something legally?
Well, you have to do a thing for all ceremonies called the monotone, which is,
monotone.
Yeah, which is like, marriage according to law in Australia is the union of man and woman.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing they want to change to.
Yes.
Marriage is the union between two people. So,
exactly.
Fingers crossed.
I want that to change too.
That'll happen soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry all people. I don't care if you've got girl bits, boy bits, whatever. I'll marry everyone. But and what I'll do is when it gets legalized, I'll do the paperwork for free.
Good job. And so, what about animal weddings?
This is
weddings?
Not a plug for the business, by the way. This is you've just got me on a track now. So yesterday, right, this good news came through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I've been working on for a long time. So I had to do the obligatory good news Facebook post.
Yeah, which was lovely.
It was fantastic. So I put the photo up of me and Michelle and I said, hey, now I can legally make people as happy as these two weirdos and I can marry people, yada, yada, yada. So you have all the congratulatory things coming through.
Yeah.
The classic good news post, right? So they're all coming through and they're all pretty standard. Congratulations. You'll be great. Da, 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 da. All generic stuff. Thumbs up, whatever. And then you wrote a post and I can't remember your exact wording. But it was a little bit different. It was nice. I think you did a hashtag or something in it.
I think I said hashtag wine and cheese.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man. That's
break the 8-week challenge and let's, celebrate,
let's,
man.
Let's do this.
Break and out the good cheeses.
So anyway, you've posted something and I've gone, hey, that's just not a generic congratulatory post or whatever. So I've liked it.
Yeah.
But then I thought, oh God, I've liked Loggy's post, but I haven't liked my mum's post. Like four posts up.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that she'd fret on or whatever.
Well, it's hard, isn't it? Because once you like one.
And that's what happened. So I've scrolled up and I've liked mums and I'm like, well, I can't like mums without liking, Shane, who's my best. So I've liked it. I've scrolled up to the top of the page like a little pussy and I've just gone like.
Yeah, but that's
at
nice.
At the risk of offending, is it? Because I thought, what a pushover. Like,
no,
I've just done it at the risk of offending
item.
People.
It's a big news item. Like away,
Do people get offended if their posts aren't liked on Facebook?
I get not offended, but I always laugh when someone doesn't like my post, but they like a post under my post, like a comment on my post, and they like that. And I'm like, hang on a minute. Why are you liking that and not the original post?
You'd be happy that I didn't do what I was going to do first up. I'm like, after I liked yours, I'm like, oh, well, I've got two options now. I could just like them all. Or I could unlike Loggy.
Yeah. And we've got Ben Hannett in the studio. Make sure that you get to our Instagram page and check out his digs today. Ben, how are you doing in your cycling gear? You've cycled in.
Yeah, a little bit hot and sweaty, reeking of excellence. Did double tap of Castle Hill this morning. I had rehab, so unfortunately I'm not playing this week. But the timing wasn't right. I didn't have enough time to get home, so I thought, I'll come in here and really rock this cycling gear.
Mate, good on you. You're
those bike pants are tight. Have you shoved a leg of lamb or something down there?
I was about to say, your eyes have not come up above my hips since I've been in here.
Hey, speaking of Cliffo's eyes, obviously the Cowboys broke the drought last week, winning. Cliffo, you were there at the game, I've heard.
I wanted to bring this up. How is your neck, Cliffo, by the way? How is your neck?
This is a stitch up.
Well, I was sitting down in one corner in the game before the game started near the young little cheerleaders. Now they've got the helpers helping the cheerleaders out.
Okay,
Cliffo starts walking past, and one of them's dressed quite nicely. And I'm yelling out, Cliffo, and no answer. And then I see him turn, looking at this lady, and then double take. Three takes, Cliffo.
You don't.
As you walked off.
No idea what you're talking about.
You salty sea dog.
That's the rule. You're allowed to look but not touch, aren't you?
Yeah, but you're not allowed to linger. That's the thing.
So
like,
good.
Maybe sneak a peek.
That's a little, I can understand a little peek. Second peek's a little bit creepy, but third is definitely.
Yeah.
I've had issues before where I've made it a bit too obvious.
Yeah.
So caught red-handed. We're on the air with Ben Hannah, and look, we've been talking a lot about Ryan Lochte the last few days. You know who this guy is, don't you?
Yep.
Ben, the
sure do.
American swimmer who was caught
Pinocchio,
lying.
Pinocchio of the pool.
That's what they're calling
him,
the Pinocchio of the pool. But we thought, like, as a bit of a tip of the hat to Ryan Lochte, we'd play a bit of a lie game. Loggy,
I'm going to tell you both a story, and you have to guess whether I'm telling a lie or telling the truth, and you can ask one question each.
So beautiful. You can kind of interrogate her on the story a bit. So, all right, Loggy.
Yeah.
When you're ready, give us your story.
Okay,
and we have to determine if it's a truth or a lie.
So the Falls Festival in Lawn is massive. And in 2008, I went there with my friend Rachel, 4-day event. New Year's Eve, the Kooks were actually bringing in the countdown. And there was a DJ called DJ Yoda that was playing the set before. We were dancing near the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Someone came up to us and said, would you guys like to be on the stage for the Kooks? And we were like, what? Yes. So he jumped on the stage. We were on the side. The Kooks were actually on the other side of the stage, so we didn't actually get to meet them and hang out with them. But they brought in the New Year's countdown. And right before, they were like, the 5, 4, 3. I thought, I'm going to run out on stage here. I don't care. Whatever. You can only get in a small amount of trouble. So as I ran out on the number 3, I went 3, 2, I slipped and smashed my head on the floor, and I was actually knocked out on the New Year's countdown.
Okay.
On stage, knocked out. Did not remember it. And then I kind of obviously got embarrassingly dragged off stage, and yeah.
Were you bleeding at all? Like, was there any, was it?
Oh, no, there wasn't any bleeding or anything, no. But
so if you're knocked out, how do you remember it?
Well, I was told about it by a lot of people.
Right, okay.
Mm.
Can we ask a few more questions?
Yeah,
you just
want
one each.
Yeah, go for it.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing jeans and a singlet, jean shorts and a singlet.
How long were you out cold for?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't long, but it was enough for me to kind of be wary. I didn't get like a full knockout, but it was enough for me to kind of not know what was going on. And then I kind of realized how embarrassed I was.
Did the band acknowledge it?
No.
Did everyone laugh?
Yeah, people laughed. Yeah. We were right at the front. They sort of saw it.
Well, I'm hoping this story's true.
I'm leaning towards true.
I'm hoping it's true.
Loggy, true or false? Did you make a fool of yourself at the Falls Festival at the New Year's Eve countdown?
I so wish that was a true story.
Oh, oh, so good. All right.
I wish. I did go to see the Kooks at Falls that year, but there was no dancing on stage or anything.
God, she told that story so confidently.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to have another go at that game. Maybe I'll tell a lie next time.
Cool.
So good. All right, the Cowboys, they are away this weekend taking on the Doggies. Next home game is the weekend. I don't know. Is it? I think it's the Saturday of the following weekend. Do you know?
Sounds good to me. I have no idea. But it's against the Titans, so I'm looking forward to it because I'll be back that week.
Yay!
First weekend of September anyway. So cowboys.com.au to buy tickets. Ben Hannett, thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Well done. Hot FM, it's Cliffo and Loggy.
Olympics was massive yesterday, closing ceremony in Rio, but a lot of talk was how excited we are for Tokyo 2020. And Shinzo Abe, who is the Japanese president, he came out of a warp tube like the, you know, in the Mario. Yeah. So he came out of that dressed as Mario, one of the famous export characters from Japan.
Got the music here too.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bring back memories?
But man, Tokyo, I'm so excited for.
Oh, they're going to absolutely nail it if yesterday was anything to go by.
And I was a huge Nintendo kid.
Oh.
Like, we got the original Nintendo. My sister did. I remember Santa bought it for her once and... Yeah, very
See,
excited.
You're lucky because my first Nintendo adventures came later on in life. We never had a Super Nintendo. The first Nintendo I ever had was the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, my God. You're way back.
Well, we were Sega as kids.
Yes, but I had a Sega as well. Oh, Alex the Kid.
You had everything. the first Nintendo I had was the 64, but got right into Mario Brothers, and particularly Mario Kart then.
Yeah.
I want to put it out on 13, 12, 16. When you were playing Mario Brothers, or more Mario Brothers Kart, I think, who did you choose every time out of all the characters? Because I was, without a doubt, and me and my brother used to, you know, have our solid characters, who we were or whatever, I was always Mario. I would always pick Mario, which is the obvious choice. But he would always be Toad.
Yeah, Toad. Toad's
Toad
a legend.
Toad with a little red,
hat Toad's thing. A legend.
Who did you pick, Loggy?
I reckon...
Luigi, Peach?
Nah, I was always Yoshi.
Yoshi.
I say Yoshi, but some people say Yoshi.
Daisy, Wario, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call, Townsville. Let's have some fun with this. Super Mario Kart. Who were you every time? Because you'd always go back to the default character. Who'd you say you were?
And you'd be Yoshi.
You're Yoshi.
The little These green little dragon looking
Froggy
dude.
Green thing?
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Was he a frog or what was he? I don't even know
He's
what
his own
is.
Thing. He's basically a little dragon dude.
13, 12, 16. Who did you pick in Mario Kart? Were you the same character all the time? Wario, Donkey Kong, Luigi. List goes on and on. Hot FM. Cliff on Loggy. It's Cliffo and Loggy this morning. Hamish and Anzi back for the drive home. You can podcast those boys and us as well anytime at hotfm.com.au or via the free Hot FM app, Loggy.
One of the best things I've seen in a long time was Shinzo Abe, who is Japan's president, coming out of a warp tube during the Rio closing ceremony, all to get us excited for the 2020 Tokyo Games in Japan. And, yeah, it was just so cool.
He was dressed as Mario. I do love that one of the biggest ever Japanese exports is a couple of Italian brothers.
Yes. I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
They really did themselves an injustice there.
Mario and Luigi Mario.
13, 12, 16, just putting it out there, who'd you pick on Mario Kart? Because I got this theory that everyone had their favourite. Mm. And I just went, like, so unoriginal. I went Mario. My brother was always Toad.
Yeah.
But you picked Yoshi, the little green... Dragon? Are we saying he's a dragon?
Yeah, he's kind of. He's his own. He's his own person.
He's the thing.
It's just like asking what Wario is, you know?
I don't know.
Wario is just... actually, he's a bit of a fatter version than Mario. Isn't he?
He's Mario, but with an even bigger moustache.
Yeah, he's evil.
13, 12, 16, Darcy's here. Who do you always pick on Mario Kart, man?
I pick Peach.
Yeah, you love a bit of Peach action.
Peach is the one in the, not Kart, but in regular Mario Brothers, Peach is the one they're always rescuing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The princess is in another castle. Sorry.
She just can't stay out of trouble, can she?
Well, see, the Peach is really good in Super Mario number 2 because when she squats down, she lights up and then she can fly.
Good on you.
Very trippy. Oh,
finally, she does something of use.
Oh, calm down.
Good on you, Darcy. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
I was like Jesse.
Jesse, who'd you pick?
I was always the little brother, so I always got Luigi.
Oh, Luigi.
Oh, it's a Luigi.
I'm a number one. Yeah.
Okay, love Luigi. Thank you for that.
It was good.
And in Super Mario number 2, Luigi had jelly legs.
Did he?
So he used to jump and then his legs would go. So you missed out on the old Mario.
You are a plethora of Mario Brothers facts.
Useless
Loggy?
Information.
Yeah, with Loggy.
That's me.